Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC. Land auctions, farm management, financial services, and institutional and corporate real estate. Information on upcoming land auctions can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 755.5, down 13.25. March is 754.5, down 11.75. Soft December wheat, 695, down now 95.25, down 10.5. In March, 704.25, down 10.25. December corn, 440.75, down 3/4. July, 468, down 1.5. November soybeans, 1295, now 96, up 4.75. July, 1259.5, up 6. December soybean meal, 412, up 190, now up 220. December soybean oil, 41.74, up 6. October live cattle, 129.85, down 2.5. October feeder cattle, 165.70, down 37.5. December lean hogs, 87.60, down 35. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
It'll be good to see how far along in harvest we are.
Yeah, we've made some good headway in some areas and not getting very good start in some other areas, especially to our far north. They've been hampered with some adverse weather and crop nuts not drying down in a timely fashion, but for the most part, ideas are the bean harvest is 60% complete and corn harvest maybe around 40% complete. It's coming out fairly decent here. Weather's supposed to be a little cooler, but for the most part, we expect harvest progress continue. Just keep moving right along.
Harvest pressure enough then off of beans if we're at 60?
We're getting there. You know, traditionally 50 to 75% complete is good number, but overall bean demand has just been huge. We've seen Asia come in and be a buyer. We'll have, you know, more accurate numbers on that as we move on down the road. Producers have been fairly well sold up on beans, putting the rest in storage in through here, so we're going to move from harvest pressure to export demand to how far along or how good or bad the South American crop is before we know it, Dave.
Did we get any word from NASS yet about when they might release the rest of those export sales reports?
Well, I'm understanding that, that they're supposed to make an attempt to be caught up by end of the month, October 31st. It looks like they're continuing to push some numbers out the door as they get them. Probably what's more up to current here will be the export inspections report on shipments, try to get caught up there. If they do come out with some numbers today, the trade's looking for wheat shipments to be 22.5 to 31 million bushels, corn 19 to 29, and the beans anywhere from 39 to 49 million bushels, representing that we've put the beans in the pipeline or now getting them shipped out.
Can you imagine any circumstance or any case, unless we see a complete crop failure down in South America, that would result in a bullish argument for corn or beans at this point?
Oh, at this point, as far as the bullish, an extreme move to the upside is going to be hard to come by. You know, we'd have to get carry out on corn, you know, back towards the billion bushel mark. Carry out for beans, you know, back under, you know, close to 100 million bushels, that would set the stage for, you know, a big move to the upside. But at the present time, we feel the market's going to drift. End users trying to accumulate some inventory in here. Producers going to be, you know, moving a little grain here, then putting the rest in storage. So we feel the seasonality of the grain market just kind of catch here, find a fall low, and try to trend a little higher into mid-December is the way to look at the market here. You know, as far as a big bullish picture here, it's going to take some outside fundamental news to shift the trade from a sideways pattern to a sharply higher pattern.
Is a 158 bushel per acre a national average a reasonable number to begin to think about now?
Could very well be. I don't know if, you know, there's a, like you've mentioned in the past, there's just a lot of moving parts here.
Mm-hmm.
And a 158 is going to have to result in a lower harvested acre number. So there's some adjustments there to be made. But from clear back last spring, we've talked about this supply-demand balance sheet has built in a big, big corn demand base in here. So what's more important is the demand side. And we need to make sure that demand comes forward here to take whatever production number we have. Probably the best way to keep things straight is look at the bottom line carryout, because there's going to be a lot of adding and subtracting of all the numbers above that bottom line.
It would have to be a discouraging sign for bulls to note that USDA has been pretty much in every report pulling back its demand estimates.
Well, on the corn side, basically because they just started at a too high of a level, and they had basically a lot of cushion to work with. And that's the fear long-term is demand, especially on corn exports. I mean, we're looking at increasing corn exports by 500 million bushels up to, 1.2, 1.3 billion bushels. And, you know, that's still way below past history. And that's really discouraging because that corn export number was there to really help the market in times when feed demand or domestic demand kind of slipped.
Let's turn our attention more short-term then and look at the beans. We'd still have the market, and as you say, beans are flying out of here left and right export-wise. Can you make a case for beans going above 13-15?
Oh, the front end, if we continue to see Asian demand, we maybe could take a run there. A little speculative positioning could push futures up over there. Asia wants to front end load this thing, continue to gather inventory between now and next spring. So that's probably going to be the main theme here, is to see what total bushels they've bought and how much more they need here from the U.S. Main thing on the bean market is the bear spread's kicked in here. We've lost our bull spread, and this back end's rallied tremendously. For those who moved beans off the combine and replaced ownership in the deferred contract, that's paid off handsomely here over the near term. And that's probably going to be the main theme here, to see how much higher the deferred contracts can go versus the front end.
Well, that spread has narrowed quite a bit recently, hasn't it?
Correct. And we're getting to a point here we've probably got another 20 to 25 cents in, and that might be enough for now.
So you're the leadoff man for the week. What should we be looking at on the balance of the week as we move through it in a marketing standpoint?
Well, we feel we're going to consolidate. The high day is going to be Wednesday, and we feel Friday's close is going to be lower from where we are here today, Dave.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick in the marketplace. December hard red winter wheat, 755 and a half down 13 and a quarter. March, 754 and three quarters, down 11 and a half. The soft December wheat, 697, down 8 and three quarters. March, 706 and a quarter, down 8 and a quarter. December corn, 441 and three quarters, up a quarter, now unchanged on the day. Go out to July at 469 and three quarters, up a quarter. November soybeans, 1295 and a half, up 4 and a quarter. July, 59 and a half, up 6. December soybean meal, 412.10, up $2. December soybean oil, 41.72, up 4 cents. October live cattle, 129.80, they're down 7 and a half. October feeder cattle, 165.45, down 62 and a half. December lean hogs 87.62 and a half, down 32 and one half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.